cancers of various organs are some of the diseases that prematurely reap the life of an overwhelming number of people. Currently, in the most developed countries from the world, 1 in 6 people deceases from cancer. And in a near future, without fighting measures, it is stipulated that 1 in 4 people would die of cancer. In our country, approximately the 7th to 8th decease is caused by cancer. The number that pays tribute to this disease with their life elevating to 25 to 30,000 annually. This situation doesn't allow us to ignore the risk that this ruthless malady presents for each of us, not in the way of feeling condemned, but in the direction of defeating it. The avoidance of cancer through adequate prophylactic measures is the main weapon against cancer, not only motivated by the fact that treatment possibilities still linger in being crowned with a complete success, but because the desideratum, better to prevent than to treat, stays at the bottom of man's defense against all the known diseases. Naturally, for a disease that is not curable in all cases, as cancer is until now, this principle is the more valid. To what do adequate cancer prevention measures refer to in general? These measures regard, for the most part, fighting the factors that cause the disease, even though they are not entirely known. There is no doubt that a wide range of factors, chemical, physical, viral, from the environment are causes of cancer. Actually, it is about cancers, but for abridgment, the singular will be used. The arguments that place a great part of cancer causes on an average are certain. In humans, the cancers with the most diverse localizations, such as tegument, lungs, stomach, liver, bladder, blood, and so on, had increased in frequency in parallel with the propagation in the environment of the noxious carcinogenic factors or the spread of certain habits which favor organism intromission of such factors.